Hello, this is Joshua Mack from Cornerstone Bible Church, and we're talking marriage and family again. Only this time, we're probably not going to have as much fun as last week, where I was able to sit down and spend some time with my sweet wife, Marta, and talk about being a mother. But she is back at work again today, homeschooling our kids, and so I'm here sitting by myself at the office. And yet I want to talk with you about something that I think is really important, maybe one of the most important issues in parenting, and that is your relationship with Christ. Before we talk about your relationship with your children, we need to think about your relationship with Christ. But if I were to ask you, what do you think your kids need most? There's probably different ways you might answer that question. I'm sure your kids would have ideas about what they think they need from you. Your parents probably gave you ideas, taught you things about what your family needs from you. Your spouse might have some ideas about what they think they need from you. But what would God say your family needs most? I don't think it would be too hard to make the argument that what your family needs most is for you to have a growing relationship with God. How's your relationship with God? That's the question that I want to ask you. Now, when we talk about a relationship with God, we need to think about what we mean. Obviously, everybody has a relationship with God. Unbelievers and believers both have relationships with God. There's no human being who doesn't have a relationship with God. Unbelievers are God's enemies. That's their relationship. Believers, though, what is our relationship with God like? There's an objective way we can talk about this. Our relationship with God is close. If you're a believer, you are in Christ. And so if I ask you, how close are you to God? The answer really is that you couldn't be closer. When God saves you, he unites you to his son. And so you are adopted into his family. And that is a relationship that can't change. God is for you. He loves you. He delights in you. And yet, obviously, your enjoyment of that relationship on a daily basis can change. It can fluctuate. And when we talk about your personal relationship with God right now, that's what we're talking about. If I ask you, how is your relationship with God? There's a sense in which you could say, my relationship with God is great. If I'm a Christian, no matter what, I know God is for me. I have union with his son, Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit dwells in me. That is just a fact. And yet, my communion with God, that's really what we're coming after when we talk about a personal relationship with God. We're talking about your communion with God. God is a God who wants to have a relationship. It's amazing to even be able to say that, but the Bible makes it clear that God is pursuing a relationship with us as people. He is a God who is a person. He's not technology that we just use. He's a person. He acts, he speaks, he reveals himself. And we respond. We are to respond by admiring what he reveals about himself, thinking about what he reveals about himself, and then communicating back to him our love and affection and delight. And so when I ask you, how is your relationship with God? Or when I say what your children need from you is to pursue a deeper and deeper relationship with God, I'm talking about that. Growing in your daily knowledge of God's love for you and in your response to God, your communication back to God of delight and joy. When we think about Christianity, a lot of times we think about, I don't know, the church, or we think about creeds, or we think about things we do, ministries. And of course, all of that is good and important, but at the essence of what Christianity is about really is a personal relationship with Christ. And so when I ask you, how is your relationship with God? I'm not asking you, do you go to church? I'm not asking you, do you pray sometimes? Do your religious thing? Do you serve in youth group maybe? I'm asking you, do you love Jesus? Do you enjoy him? Are you worshiping him? Not just, you know, are you checking off the box? I did this, I did that, I did this, I did that. But are you interacting with God? Are you walking with him on a daily basis? Are you thinking about him and speaking to him and spending time with him? Your kids, they don't just need you to do the right thing. They need you to be a person who has a real, vital relationship with God. What does that kind of relationship look like? There's probably different passages that come to your mind, but one of the verses that comes to my mind is found in 1 Peter chapter 1. Peter's talking about what genuine faith looks like. He's actually talking about a faith that is found to result in praise, glory, and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And it's a little hard to know there whether he's really talking about praise, glory, and honor for Christ or praise, glory, and honor for the person who has that kind of faith. But either way, it ends up being something similar. If we're praised and honored and glorified for faith, it's the faith that God himself has worked in us. And of course, we give that praise, glory, and honor right back to Jesus. But the point is he's talking about a real faith. And how does he describe what that kind of faith looks like? 1 Peter 1:8-9, he says, though you have not seen him, you love him. And though you do not see him now, you rejoice in him with a joy that is inexpressible. What does real faith look like? What does a personal relationship with God, a growing personal relationship with God, look like? What does communion with Jesus look like? It looks like love for Christ. It looks like delight in Christ. Do you love Jesus? Do you enjoy Jesus? I often ask people that. Are you enjoying Jesus? 1 Peter 1:8-9, it sort of sounds like a John Piper verse, actually. You know how John Piper would say, God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in him. Are you seeking your satisfaction in Christ? And of course, the only reason John Piper says that is because that's how the Bible talks about what it means to be a Christian. Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 22 says, if anyone doesn't love the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be damned. Who deserves to be damned? People who don't love Jesus. Jesus himself says, if anyone's going to be one of my followers, he needs to love me more than he loves anyone else. You remember the passage where he talks about our relationships with people who are really important, like our parents or like our spouses, our brothers or sisters. And he says that our love for him is to be so extreme, so unique, that we look at the way we love other people and it should almost look like hate. A Christian is a person who prizes Christ. When we became Christians, we saw that Jesus is our only hope. Jesus is our only hope for peace with God. Jesus is the center of God's plan. Jesus is the beloved Son of God. Jesus is the one in whom all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are hid. Jesus is wisdom, righteousness, sanctification. He's everything. That's when we became a believer, that's really what it means to put our faith in him. We see that Jesus is the only hope. And because we saw that, because we believe that, what do we do as Christians now? We want to know Christ better. The whole goal of our life is to grow in our knowledge of his love, to trust him more, to obey him more, to shape our lives after his, to pattern our lives after his, to become people who look like him, to become people who act like him. This is the essence of Christianity. If we don't have a heart that is filled with love for Christ and a desire to know Christ better, then we can be religious and we can do a lot of things, but that religious activity is just basically nice clothes on a dead body. Faith, trust in Christ, love for Christ. This is the beating heart of what it means to be a Christian. And it's certainly a pursuit of Christ and a pursuit of a deeper intimacy, communion with Christ, a pursuit of a deeper daily enjoyment of the relationship that we have with Christ is what our kids need most. The most important relationship in all of your relationships is your relationship with Jesus. If I am not walking with Jesus, then who cares if I do all the right things? Because I'm not going to do the right things the right way. I'm not going to want what I should want. If I'm not growing in my walk with, in my relationship with my Savior. And so I guess I want to ask you to think a little bit about how's that going. Are you spending time pursuing Jesus? Are you hearing from him? Are you making a priority that the one thing that's necessary is listening to his word? Are you responding to his word with prayer, with trust, with worship? Is your Christianity just kind of a list of things that you do? Or is it the pursuit of the most important, most precious, most valuable, most beautiful person in the universe? Of course, we need to talk a little bit more about how do you do that? How do you cultivate communion with Christ? We'll talk about that next time, but this time I want you just to look at your priorities as a mom or dad or husband or wife. I'm sure you have a lot of things you think you need to do and a lot of things everybody is telling you you need to do. But what's the main thing God wants you to do? He wants you to trust Jesus, to love Jesus, to grow in your communion with Jesus. How are you doing prioritizing that?